I know I've fucked up as we stand beside the railroad tracks, pebbles and rocks flying toward my feet as I stand hand up in a stopping motion, telling him in a loud, stern voice, put those rocks down now. He's 9 years old, and that brick imprinted on the side of his face glows as his eyes glaze over, lending him a crazed look as he starts walking toward the tracks. The other staff arrive a moment later as he begins jumping up on the fence, reaching for the barbed wire, staring us each in the eyes, daring us to challenge him again. Each time we ask him, come down and talk. Talk? What good is talk as we surround him, putting our arms out, attempting to hold him back from the Santa Fe barreling down that steel our way? He is staring at that train. He is telling me, I just want to ride it. I just want to ride it. I know, kid, I'm telling him, but he's looking at it differently, looking at us differently. Waiting to see when a gap will appear, when a chance will appear. 9 years old aren't supposed to be suicidal. 9 year old aren't supposed to have bricks laid into the sides of their faces. 9 years old. The staff and I chase him, block him, grab battles out of his hands as he attempts to smash them, weaponize them, turning instead to run head on into traffic, too small to be seen above the grills of trucks and SUVs. We are not supposed to be chasing him. We are supposed to be sitting in the house, in the office, waiting patiently for FPD to arrive to take charge of this situation. At last, we got him back inside, contained, observed, waiting impatiently for his CPS worker to arrive to take him off our hands, take him someplace safe. Later that evening, I stand beside the baseball field down the road, holding on to the chain link fence, waiting for the breath to stop heaving out of me, heaving through me. Wasn't the brick finally enough to bring the authorities in, finally signaling to them that something fucked up is happening to him? Wasn't the lice and the filthy rags he wore to school an indication? Weren't the sudden outbursts, the fleeing through halls an indication? Weren't the rap sheets his parents accrued for methamphetamine an indication? Till eventually, a sheriff's deputy had enough, bringing him into us and the call he knew we would make to CPS. Because sometimes even CPS finally has to take responsibility because no one else is willing to. No one else wants to. Knowing I fucked up, nodding my head in agreement to my boss, reiterating to me the policy that says when a child goes running manic from a house, when the child goes running manic from this house toward the train with a brick-shaped indentation in his face, we stay put and let others take responsibility for what happens when that kid rides the train wherever he will. 9-year-olds are not supposed to be suicidal, but this one damn well is.